Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, Amexum. This is your host, Tamara L. Thank you for tuning in to State of the Nationals that airs every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tonight's episode, we have certified master herbalist David Levi Bay, whom will discuss how to build a strong respiratory system in today's world. Now, before we get started, one must understand, and overstand the root word of respiratory, which is S-P-I-R, that means to breathe, and in harmony with the laws of nature and nature's God. Now, with that being said, let's go ahead and bring on certified master herbalist David Levi Bay. Good evening,
hello.
David. Hi, thank you for accepting the invitation to speak to the Nationals.
Oh, you're welcome.
I know we have a series of topics to discuss tonight. Now, to shed some light on how to build a strong respiratory system in today's world. Now, first, let's start off by giving the listeners some information regarding your background before explaining what is the function of the respiratory system.
Well, first of all, I would like to give honors to Allah. All praise be, and honor to the Prophet Ubuntu Ali. Okay, I want to give thanks to my ancestors who made the way for us, and I want to give thanks to the man who put me on this journey, and that is Dr. Frank Wyatt. Now, to talk about my background, I came into this knowledge back in 2004. With a situation that I had a so-called incurable liver disease, and I was faced with a situation of whether or not to have a liver biopsy done or reject it and follow Allah's word and take herbs. I refused to take the biopsy, and I went the way of natural health, which led me on my journey. And it was something that I'm so thankful for that I followed that path, because I got well and I did not take any chemical medicine whatsoever. Okay? And I studied under Dr. Frank Wyatt, who was the naturopathic doctor that I went to see when I was dealing with my liver imbalance. And after I got well, I said, I can't keep this knowledge to myself. I have to go out there and help our people. And so I trained under Dr. Wyatt for 7 years. And then I went to Trinity School of Natural Health, the same school he went to get my certification as a master herbalist. So that's pretty much where my credentials come from. Hello?
Oh, yes. Okay. Now, tonight's topic, you're going to be dealing with the respiratory system. Now, you know, one of the things is how to build a strong respiratory system in today's world, especially what we're dealing with currently with this current pandemic. Now, could we just start off, like, what is the function of the respiratory system?
So the respiratory system, right, it's designed to allow the gas exchange throughout the body. So we take in oxygen from the air, and then we release carbon dioxide back into the air, okay? You can live for a few days without water and a few weeks without food, but you can survive only a few minutes without air. So it's important for us to have a good functioning respiratory system and to know how to keep it strong, you know, because you have in your lungs what we call alveoli, okay? And the alveoli are like tiny air sacs in the lungs which allow for rapid gases exchange. Now, anybody who saw the Doctrine of Signature lecture that I did at the House of Reawakening Minds a month ago, I talked about foods that strengthen the lungs that look like the alveoli, okay? And those foods are berries.
Yes.
Raspberries, blueberries, elderberries, you know, grapes. Like I remind people, seeded grapes, not seedless grapes. But those things are very good, those foods are very good for strengthening the immune system. You know what I mean? Strengthening those lungs, strengthening, keeping those lungs strong. So we want to eat those foods to keep the lungs strong and healthy. You know, just to give you the work that the lungs do, you know, your lungs, they contain over 1,500 miles of airways and over 300 million alveoli is in your lungs. Each day you take over 20,000 breaths and you breathe in about 35 pounds of air daily. Okay, and over the course of your lifetime, you might take as many as 700 million breaths. But as we get older, of course, our lung function starts to decline. So say like a 30-year-old would take in twice the amount of oxygen compared to an 80-year-old person. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, the older we get, we have to make sure that we take special care of our lungs, you know?
Because right. Now, speaking of that special care, now with the special care you're talking about, now, today's society, you know, a lot of people are dealing with compromised respiratory system, and as you just talked about, the focus on that. Now, what do you recommend? I know you spoke of foods. You spoke of the foods that we should be partaking on a regimen to strengthen the respiratory system. Now, what do you recommend on how one can strengthen that respiratory system along with the foods that you just spoke of?
Okay, well let's talk about the problem as far as why the respiratory system gets weak. Let's talk about the fact that smoking cigarettes weakens your respiratory system, or any smoking at all, even, you know, marijuana. You know, a lot of people say, well, you know, marijuana is healthy. You know what I mean? It's a herb, but in the right form. You see what I'm saying? Cannabis in an oil is healthier for you than to actually smoking cannabis. You understand what I'm saying? But we're talking about things that are weakening our immune system, okay? Your thoughts can weaken your immune system. Negative thinking, I tell people this all the time. This is part of the weapons that are being used against us. Because when you're in a negative mind state, right, you become depressed, okay? And in Chinese medicine, with the lungs represent metal, right? And in Chinese medicine, what weakens metal is depression. And you think about when someone is depressed, right, you make this hissing sound, a sigh. It's coming from the lungs. Lungs are getting weak because you're depressed. Now, when you sit up there and constantly be inundated with all this talk about coronavirus on a daily basis,
No,
people
boy.
Are becoming depressed.
Yeah.
They're becoming depressed. So it's causing their lungs to become weak, okay, because they're depressed. Anxiety, okay? One of the problems and one of the diseases that we know of related to the lungs is asthma. But one of the trigger points that cause asthma is anxiety. So a lot of anxiety is building up because of fear. You understand what I'm saying? Fear is causing all this anxiety. And so, therefore, people are getting weak immune systems and lungs are becoming weak because of depression and states of mind and anxiety. They can't breathe. They're scared. Think about when somebody is very frightened, they say, oh, I couldn't catch my breath.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because that thought, that negative thought, that fear paralyzed your breathing. You see what I'm saying? And so when we constantly keep hearing this over and over again, this coronavirus, it's building up fear, which is what they want. But see, that's why we have to really go back to the teachings of our ancestors.
That's correct.
We have to go back to the teachings of our ancestors because we were given information as far as how to deal with these things in this time. You understand what I'm saying?
And, oh, absolutely.
You know, even scripturally, we were told. Part of the reason why a lot of us are suffering from these sicknesses is because when the true knowledge comes to you, you reject it. You see what I'm saying? It's written in scripture. If you look at, you know, you're talking about the book of Hosea, you know what I'm saying? It says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge because they have rejected knowledge. So because they rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. Thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I also forget thy children. So a lot of us are suffering because we have, you know, dishonored our forefathers and foremothers and have gotten away from our natural tradition because we were told that I put herbs here for the healing of nations, that
right.
I put a green plant for every living creature, okay? We were told what to do in these times. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I just ended. It's amazing you say that because I just ended last week's segment with that same scripture, and it's from Revelation 22:2. And a lot of time when I'm having this conversation with ones that are removed from nature, because a lot of us, even when we say we're conscious, we're not that far removed from the unconscious realm. And now that we're in the state of awareness and can see we have pierced the veil and can see. Now, you spoke about our foremothers and our forefathers. Now, during our ancient times, the culture of our ancestors fostered a daily regimen of focused breathing, such as meditation and yoga. Now, these practices are now just looked at as mere hobbies that one may take at a gym or a studio or just go to some workshop. Now, has that lack of cultural practice created a disconnect regarding the function of the respiratory system?
Absolutely, because breathing is spiritual. So yoga and meditation is needed daily. We should be doing these types of exercises. You understand what I'm saying? Taking time to breathe. Be still and breathe. You know, but your breathing is under assault now. We're not paying attention. You got to come outdoors with a mask on your face. That's an assault to your breathing. You understand? That's not free breathing. That's an assault to you being muzzled.
Right.
Okay? And you're doing it out of fear.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing it out of fear. You understand what I'm saying? Now, they say it's because they don't want to spread the germs. But see, when we in our right state of mind, when we in our right conscious state of mind, and we know the seasons and the times of the year. Now, this is allergy season coming up, so it's going to be a lot of coughing and sneezing because it's allergy season. But see, because we have listened to a liar, we in fear when somebody sneezes and coughs now. But when we're in our right state of mind, right, when we sneezed and coughed when we were in our right state of mind, we would put our hands over our mouth or bring a handkerchief up and put it to our mouth so that we wasn't sitting up there being disrespectful and spreading the germs to nobody else.
Yeah, absolutely.
But now you got people walk right by you coughing, don't cover their mouth, sneeze, don't cover their mouth. Like, they don't care. And that's because we ain't in our right state of mind. See, if we was in our right state of mind, we wouldn't be having to wear no mask on our face. Because we would know to cover our mouth when we sneeze. We would know to cover our mouth when we cough. You see what I'm saying? So you now being muzzled because you're not being mindful. You see what I'm saying? You're spreading germs because you're not being conscious of your brothers or your sisters. You walk right by them and sneeze and cough right in front of their face. Now, we
and I've seen that quite a bit.
Yes. And we know that most cultures are known to do that more than others, but, you know, it is a problem.
The lack of respect for, you know, just one space and just for if someone has a allergy outbreak or they may have came in contact in their system, because you mentioned the word diseases, not disease, not disease. Now, if they have a disease going on in their body, what I find it to be very just a lack of space and just disrespectful is that you would not take the time in the workforce. A lot of people would not take their time to sit home, isolate themselves, and nourish themselves and take that time to relax and heal. They rather keep running their body down, coming to work and spreading those germs, and now it goes through the system, the AC system, and just travels throughout the entire organization, and it hops around. The next thing you know, someone has a cold in this unit, there's a cold outbreak in this unit, there's a cold outbreak. But these same people continually come into the environment, contaminating the environment with that regards for others who pay attention to their health. And if they get a little sniffles or things of that nature, they choose to just stay home, take time, nourish themselves, listen to their body, and then I'll come back. So,
well, listen, let me just say this. Part of the reason why that spreads is because when a person sneezes, right, they actually spray 5,000 respiratory droplets out of their mouth when they sneeze. And it could travel at a speed of 47 miles per hour. So that's how it gets spread so widely. You know what I mean? One sneeze can do that. But what I'm saying is it comes from people doing it and not covering their mouth when they do it, okay?
Exactly.
And then afterwards, washing their hands. You know what I'm saying? Because washing their hands is so important. It's very important to wash your hands, you know? And you know, with respiratory issues, part of the reason why we have a lot of these respiratory issues is because we don't drink enough water. Mm. We have to drink water. You know what I'm saying? And I'm talking about spring water, natural spring water, not straight out the spigot. Drinking natural spring water is very important. Why? Because drinking the water keeps our respiratory system moist, and it helps us to fight off these germs. You see what I'm saying? Because it helps with catching the germs. You know, when our respiratory system is moist, it helps us catch a lot of the germs before they get into the lungs. So we have to drink water. You know what I mean? We drink too much soda. We drink too many juices. And there's nothing wrong with drinking teas when you're drinking the right teas, but still, you still have to drink water. It's so important to keep your respiratory system strong. And if you don't drink water, you're going to have problems. See what I'm saying? So you've got to drink water. Water is so necessary. It's so necessary because it helps. When the mucous membranes are moist, it helps to trap invading organisms. But they won't be moist if you ain't drinking water. You understand what I'm saying? You got to drink water. You know, it's very important. And then, you know, we have to also realize that, you know, some of these numbers, remember I told you about, the, you know, triggering fear, you know, and what it's doing to us physically. A lot of these numbers really are, you know, they're fabricated, okay? And, you know, I have some records from back in 2007 that came from the Center for Disease Control that says that Americans, first of all, that lung disease is the third leading cause of death in the U.S., and that 400,000 Americans die annually from lung disease, okay? 400,000. This was back in 2007 this was written. Now, we're in 2020, so I'm pretty sure them numbers have increased because we still got a lot of bad habits. Still smoking a lot, still ain't drinking water like we should, you know what I'm saying? Still being exposed to a lot of germs, you know what I mean?
Overly stressed out.
Overly stressed out, worried, fear, all causing weakness in the lungs because a lot of people walking around depressed. You know what I mean? So you have to have more people dying from lung disease than what was reported back in 2007 when you said 400,000 Americans died from lung disease annually, okay? So now, you know, you talk about a coronavirus that you got everybody scared to death of, right? But you now, and I'm looking at some stats that just was reported like 2 hours ago, that so far we've had 1,162 deaths in America, okay? So far, okay? Now, you say, okay, well, that's kind of scary. Well, if 400,000 back in 2007 was dying from lung diseases anyway, then how many more are dying from lung diseases today with the bad habits that we have? And they're just calling it corona.
Right.
So how do we know that these numbers are valid? You see what I'm saying? And then what I noticed about these statistics is that in certain cities, right, where they claim the largest number of cases, they didn't talk about the recoveries. They just talked about the confirmed cases and the number of deaths, of course, with New York leading the pack, okay? But I'm looking at some of these other states that did report cases of recovery, you know, like, say, like Louisiana, for instance, where they talked about 24,854 reported cases, 7,044 recoveries, and 1,405 deaths out of that 24,854 reported cases. Now, how is it that New York is reporting 263,460 cases with no reported recoveries, 15,740 deaths? Makes you say, what? Nobody recovered in New York?
Right. The numbers don't lie.
Yeah. You know, you look at a place like Tennessee, 7,394 reported cases, 3,828 cases of recovery, 157 deaths. Okay, but then you look at, say, like a place like Kentucky, 3,192 reported cases, 1,174 reported recoveries, 171 deaths. Okay, so you're looking at, you know, close to close to half recovered of the reported cases. And then, you know, you look at our brothers and sisters in the island, what are they doing that they got such low cases and such high recovery rates?
Honoring their foremothers and forefathers.
I can tell you that's exactly what they're doing. They're honoring their foremothers and forefathers. Why? Because they have stuck to the word that I put herbs here for the healing of the nation. U.S. Virgin Islands, out of 54 reported cases, right, 48 of those reported cases recovered. Okay? And they only reported 3 deaths. Okay? Now, and this has been updated like less than 2 hours ago. Okay? Now, here in American Samoa, they got 0 reported cases of corona. Okay? And you look at Guam had 136 cases reported of corona, 119 recovered, 5 deaths. What are they doing? They taking herbs. That's what they're doing.
Honoring their foremothers and forefathers.
Exactly.
So their days will be long on this earth plane.
Listen, they got you taking antibiotics for a respiratory infection, right? But the problem with all this antibiotic taking is that your body's starting to become immune to the antibiotics. Why? Because they give you antibiotics for everything, and then, not to mention, a lot of the foods that you're eating, the animal flesh, has been shot up with antibiotics. So therefore, your body's becoming antibiotic resistant. But antibiotics don't really kill viral infections. Antibiotics kill bacterial infections and fungal. It doesn't kill fungal or viral infections. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of us are taking all these antibiotics, and then what's happening is we're causing our system to become immune because of all these antibiotics that we're taking, and then it becomes harder and harder to fight off these diseases because of the simple fact that we've been taking all these antibiotics for all these years. And nothing kills these viruses, bacteria, and fungi like nature does.
Exactly.
You know, nature is where we need to go. You see what I'm saying? Because we were told that from the beginning. And we started taking these chemical medicines trying to outsmart Allah. And you can't. But when man comes up with all these different viruses, viral names, COVID-19, H1N1, HIV. When it comes up with all these names, there's a scripture that says that man plan and Allah plan, and Allah is the best of all planners. See, every time you think you got something that outwit Allah, guess what? You don't. Okay? You cannot outwit him. Or the being that we know as the creator. You can't. In nature,
mm-hmm.
there's a cure. In nature, there's a cure. You just got to find it. Because you can't outwit God. You know?
Now, as a certified master herbalist, I love this quote that you're known for stating, been excited to be able to host several events that you have been at Awakening Minds. I know you traveled throughout Amexum, North Amexum, as well as Canaan Land, travel, and you speak on natural health and things of that nature. But this major quote, I love this. you've been quoted as saying that the system does not name. The treatment is based on the individual person. Can you explain this statement to the audience?
So what I said is that nature knows no name of viruses. In nature, there are virus killers because we get viruses in many different ways, okay, including our thoughts, believe it or not. Negative thinking can create a virus and a bacteria and a fungus. Yes, negative thinking. Dr. Y used to say it all the time. The number one cause of sickness is negative thinking. Okay? So negative thinking can cause bacteria and viruses in your body. And so nature has viral killers in nature, traditionally known to kill viruses. Okay? And Allah put it there for us to deal with those issues. One that I demonstrated it when I did the Doctrine of Signatures, the sweet gumball, and showed the people on camera how it looks like a virus, which was part
yes.
of the whole science of the Doctrine of Signatures, things in nature that looks like different organs and stuff in your body, so that you go to that particular source to correct the imbalance in your body that looks like that in nature. So that sweet gumball helps to fight the flu. And that is actually used in Tamiflu. And if you probably look at a lot of other over-the-counter flu medicines, they probably got it in there too. But why not just use that instead of Tamiflu or one of the other flu medications? Because you can't patent sweet gumball that comes from the earth. But once
right.
you put your spin on it, once you put it in a laboratory, alter it, you can call it your own. Now you put a patent on it. Now you can take ownership of it. So I'm going to give you that. I'm not going to give you sweet gumball. When you stick to understanding that you should go to nature for your health, you won't go over the counter. You go to nature. You know?
Let nature be your guide. I was home recently, and I kept, you know, and we used to, when growing up, call those sweet gumballs sticky buds. Because they would stick to everything. They would stick to your clothes. They would stick to everything. And I had an emergency where I traveled home and time with my mother as she was, you know, recovering because she was dealing with some blood pressure issues. And I kept almost just rolling over on these things. And I was getting frustrated, like, oh, these things all in the way. They're just falling off the tree. And then when I came back and you had the health seminar at House to Reawaken Your Minds, and when you pulled that out the bag, I literally could have just fainted. I was like, you know what? I'm sitting up here just disrespecting that in nature, which is a healer. I was like, we'll never do that again.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't realize how we go out here and we want very beautiful manicured lawns, and we just cutting it down. Way when we can just pick those dandelions and go and boil them for some great healing in your body, or, you know, things of that nature. We'll cut over the arugula, we'll cut over the kale, we'll cut over everything in our front yard for our healing so we can have a nice, beautiful lawn. So
but
we definitely have to get
today,
back to our mothers and forefathers.
Right. But today, what we're doing in nature, right, is now you listen and they tell you, kill those dandelions, kill those weeds, so you can have a nice lawn, kill those weeds, and you're
right.
killing something that will heal you because you don't know nature anymore. You're killing your saving grace. They're telling you it's a weed, kill it. And it can help you heal. You know? It's unbelievable. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, we had this conversation, and I was telling you I was going through some of my previous lectures that I did. And I realized that I actually had talked about how to get rid of corona back in 2012. Now, there is a solution called Silver Shield, which is made out of silver particles, all right, colloidal silver. It's the antiviral killer, been an antiviral killer. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying to you is that if we go to our traditions, we'll be fine and stop listening to the chatter. You know, you understand what I'm saying? Stop listening to the chatter. See, when we keep hearing what won't cure what won't kill this, what won't do that, we have to go and remember, you know, what our foremothers and forefathers said, you know, about this situation and about the idle chatter. You know what I'm saying? Because you were told in Scripture that he's a liar. You see what I'm saying? It says, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. He is a liar and the father of it. So we were told that they would lie. We were told that. So when we remember that we were told that they would lie and that our people perish for lack of knowledge because they reject knowledge. Because when you hear truth and you don't open up to truth and go back to your ways of your ancestors, that's why you suffer. But when you stick to the word, when you stick to the word, you'll be fine. You wouldn't suffer like this. You wouldn't have no fear because you were told not to fear too. You were
That's right.
None. You see what I'm saying? Because fear weakens the temple. It weakens the kidneys. It weakens the lungs. It destroys the body. It allows the immune system to get weak and allows viruses and bacteria to run rampant in your system. Think about the time when you hear a negative word. Like you go to a hospital and they tell you got this disease. Immediately your immune system gets weaker. Why?
Sure did.
Because you received the news and you accepted it. And that's why you get sick. Because we got stuff in nature to deal with this. Okay? Elderberry. Very good. Elderberry
is
very good for dealing with your lungs, issues of the lungs. You understand what I'm saying? Elderberry is fantastic. But most people say, oh, I ain't never heard of elderberry. That's because you got away from nature. What does elderberry do? Elderberry stimulates and supports the immune system. It provides essential nutrients for the respiratory system, and it creates an unfavorable environment for infection-causing organisms. Why wouldn't we take that? Echinacea and golden seal. Echinacea and golden seal. Strengthens the respiratory system. You know what I'm saying? Echinacea and golden seal is great for taking during seasonal transitions. Every time the season changes, you don't think it doesn't affect your body? Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So you have to take herbs to help resist the seasonal changes.
Okay.
You have to do it because your body's going to go through a change. Because why? Let's think of it logically. Why? Because you're connected to nature. And so what happens in nature also happens to you because you're a part of it.
Dave, let's hear from our callers. Let's take some questions from our callers. We have our last 20 minutes left. Let's take some calls.
Okay.
Our first caller is 203. number ending in 4758. Do you have a question for David Levi Bay as we deal with how to build a strong respiratory system in today's world? All right, so I guess they're a little shy, so we're going to move on to our next caller. Let's take a call from let's take a call from 609, number 3741. Caller, do you have a question for David Levi Bay? Hello, caller, do you have a question for David Levi Bay?
Might be having a problem getting through.
No, yeah, I think some people are a little shy. Let's see if caller, this I'm familiar with this area code, 404, number ended in 9263. Do you have a question for David Levi Bay on how to build a strong respiratory system in today's world? Don't be shy. I'm pretty sure someone has a question. All right, let's go to some more callers. Okay, caller 703-9903. Do you have a question for David Levi Bay? I think they want to listen, Dave. So,
yeah, I think and it could be a possibility that, I don't know, there might be a bad connection with them trying to call through to get an answer. But anyway, let's talk about some more stuff that we could do to deal with our lungs and keeping our respiratory system strong. There's a formula that I like to give clients, high-potency garlic. High-potency garlic is a very good formula to help with dealing with respiratory issues because garlic is a potent antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal food, okay? And what it does is it helps the respiratory tract overcome infections, and it helps to extract mucus from the lungs, okay? And it increases circulation to help improve healing. Now, the reason why I like to use the high-potency garlic when dealing with upper respiratory infections is because this particular form of garlic doesn't give off that garlicky odor because it's encapsulated to protect it from giving you that harsh garlic taste in your mouth or that harsh garlic breath. But
right,
it's definitely good for helping the respiratory system and fighting off viral infections, okay? Another thing that I like to give is my asthma bronchial formula, which is very good for clearing the bronchial tracts. There's a formula that I use by a company called Nature Sunshine. It's called VSC, and it's a formula that's good for killing viruses and very good for colds and flu. You know, Echinacea golden seal, I said that, you know, is very good. You know what I'm saying? Because it deals with seasonal changes. Some of us have sinus problems, and sinuses comes from, spiritually, comes from being irritated or annoyed at a person or something in your life causes sinus problems. A lot of people who have real bad sinuses have anger issues or suppressed anger. Anger issues, when I say suppressed, they haven't really dealt with or released. So they get clogged up. You know what I'm saying? So this
now
is
that the same? Is that the same effect occurs with eczema? Because I've noticed that when most have eczema, it's coming through the system, and it shows up in the skin. Is that the same reaction?
Well, when you're talking about eczema, right? And we really want to stick with the respiratory, but I'm going to just say this. When you're talking about eczema, you got to think that your skin is the largest organ on your body. So a lot of things are trying to come out, and when they come out of your skin, they come out in the form of blotches, dry skin, pimples, boils. You know, it's your body trying to get something out or get toxins out. You see what I'm saying? And a lot of people that have issues with eczema is because of improper diet. Usually they eat a lot of dairy, which we shouldn't be eating anyway. And that's a big cause of it. And liver being clogged, you know what I mean? Because we don't clean our liver. We know, some of us know about cleaning the colon, but we don't think about detoxing the liver. And the liver has to be cleaned in order for a skin issue like eczema to be relieved. We gotta deal with the liver. And the liver is also the store of emotions. So to go back to your question, as far as could anger be at the root of an eczema problem, yes, it could. It could because, like I said, the liver stores all emotions and addictive behaviors. That's why when a person's an addict, they can't overcome the addiction if the liver's not cleaned out. So, yeah, it could happen. But, you know, going back to you know, the respiratory system, you know, taking these particular herbs are very good, you know what I'm saying, for dealing with the respiratory system, you know. And like I said, we got to build the immune system up strong in order to deal with the toxicity that we are encountering in today's world. You see, the mold, the constant spraying of chemtrails, we constantly being under assault, working in environments with poor ventilation. You know, a lot of these buildings today, they don't even have windows that you can open up because everything is, air is filtered through central air, you know, central air.
Right.
And heat. So the windows don't even open. So you ain't even getting no fresh air. And you wonder why you're sick. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, a lot of that plays a major part, you know, a lot of it. And then, you know, we have to look at, you know, are we doing things to keep the lungs strong by taking the proper nutrients, you know what I'm saying? One of the things that will help us with stress is taking B vitamins. You know what I mean? We should be definitely doing B complex during this time of year. With the stuff that we're dealing with, you know what I mean? Doing a B complex helps keep you calm, calms the nervous system. Because most of us have nerves that are all over the place because of what we're dealing with today. You know, all this fear stuff that's going on.
Not talking about just the B12 by itself. You're talking about, could you explain that a little bit more? So it won't go a little bit too fast. The importance of the B complex, and not just the B12 by itself.
B12 is not really mainly dealing with the nervous system as far as with fears and anxiety. Penicillin acid, which is a B vitamin, B5 is more for stress, but you should take all your Bs because all the Bs deal with the nervous system. So that's why you should do a B complex. Because remember, you're a whole person. A lot of times when we start doing things like, well, I'm going to take this particular B vitamin. Well, what if your body needs all of them? Then you still ain't really helping yourself. Because a person who's high strung and has anxiety and stress, they're burning up more B vitamins than a person who knows how to remain calm. You see what I'm saying? A person who knows how to be still, a person who knows how to meditate, a person who's not easily aroused. They don't expend as much B vitamins as a person who's a nervous wreck. You know, somebody who's stressed and got fears and, you know, scared of their own shadow. You know, they need more B vitamins.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? In order for them to overcome that kind of mindset. You see what I'm saying? You can't escape that anxiety and fear if you don't give yourself the ammunition that help you do it. So you have to take B vitamins in order to deal with it.
And I laughed at that because that fear, I was once there, and that fear comes from a lack of knowledge. It's not about how many degrees that you have, but if you're missing the knowledge of truth and understanding and wisdom,
exactly,
that's where your fear resides at. So when you remove that part and you go into and you operate the truth and connect with the divine mother in nature, all that fear just it goes away. It doesn't have a place. I remember for years, my father used to say, never put interest on worry because worry is never due. It's never due. What are you sitting around worrying? It took me so long for me to figure out what he was saying. And he would say it every Sunday. I couldn't figure it out because I was so wrapped up in fear. What about this? What about that? What about that? And then when I learned to just come to the truth and can reconnect back with Divine Mother, it was like, okay, let the wind blow, you know. So I understand that.
Yeah, because we have too many fears. When we were told not to fear, we was told that, not to fear. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people who are going to the hospital in these days are doing it because they allowed themselves to become so overwhelmed with fear that they thought that running to the hospital was the answer. So you got to understand that most of this stuff is fear-driven. It's fear-driven. You understand what I'm saying? But my thing is, what are you being taught about as far as how to overcome that fear? You're not. You're just being inundated with drugs. You're just getting drugs. Here, take this. But you're not educated on how to deal with the fear. So we're not getting to the root of the problem. And so
now, Dave,
my thing is,
we have, Dave, I just hate to cut your wisdom. And I know I know I'm definitely going to bring you back because we just have so much to talk about. But we have 7 minutes left, and I definitely want the listeners to know, how can they contact you? Because I know I have the pleasure of being able to just arm's length away and get my herbal regimens that I need on a constant basis, and we already talked about my order and what I need to pick up on Monday. So please tell the listening audience how they can reach you so they can have this consultation with you and get on the right track of getting reconnected back to nature.
So I can be reached at 484-990384. Again, that's 484-999-0384. That's my cell. Or you can email me at dlevy, and that's spelled LEAVY83@gmail.com. Again, that's dlevy, DLEAVY83@gmail.com. Or you could call the office at 267-503-3415. That's 267-503-3415. Okay, those are the ways to reach me.
Well, there you go, Nationals. You have Brother Dave's Holistic, who's committed to restoring balance through herbs. He provided you the contact information of how you can reach out to him and get yourself back reconnected to Mother Nature for your healing. He also spoke about the importance of breathing and the herbs and the food that will help build and rebuild a strong respiratory system in today's world. Not just now because of this pandemic, so you can have longer days on this earth complaint. As it said, honor your mother and your father so your days will be long on this earth plane. So before we go out, we have 4 minutes left. Do you have any more jewels that you would like to drop on the audience this evening?
Well, what I would say is, in these times, do not panic. Stay calm. Trust in the Creator, your urge. Now, this hour went by very fast, so there's so much more that I could say. But for sake of time, understand to do that, to remain calm at all costs, and look into taking the herbs, because the herbs are the answer. Okay, the medication is not the answer. The herbs are the answer, okay, to help us in this situation. And we got to realize that. You know, this it's important for so much as an aspirin since 2004. Everything that I've taken has been herbs. And I had a so-called incurable liver disease that they admitted was cured. So I don't know what else I can say. You know what I mean? This is 2020. That was 2004. And I tell my clients all the time, I said, there's no incurable disease, just the knowledge of how to cure it. The difference. Okay? Not incurable. They just don't have the knowledge. So, you know, we just got to get out of those false belief systems. We'll be fine. We'll do well. So I thank y'all for listening. And, you know, you were given the information. So if you want to get in touch with me, you have it now. And Islam, Moors, and God bless everybody.
Well, thank you again, Dave. I'd like to thank you for accepting the invitation to speak to the Nationals. And thank you, audience, for tuning in to State of the Nationals. Please continue to join us every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio, United Republic of Morocco. And have a great evening.